Hello and welcome to another episode of Tape Talk. My name is Ron Sampson. I'm the head athletic trainer for Pacifica Christian High School. Within this role, I oversee all aspects of sports medicine and campus health. Well, spring is around the corner, and if you are a fan like me, that means only one thing. Baseball season is here, baby. Let's go. So I figured that I would spend a few minutes discussing some of the topics that we get into conversations about within the athletic department regarding baseball athletes. Specifically pitchers. These topics include sport specialization, pitch counts, and pitch types. So, sport specialization, which side of that argument do you fall on? I have always recommended that kids cross-train throughout the year. Do not specialize in one sport year-round. Work different parts of the body for a well-rounded, better coordinated athlete. Now, I understand the point of view of those in favor of year-round sports, but when looking at the evidence that has been collected, the year-round athletes are at a higher risk of injury than those that cross-train or take time off. I will get into that a little more in a minute, okay? Now, what about pitch counts and breaking balls in youth or high school baseball? There is sufficient data for both of those topics on the proper way to manage both. Is throwing breaking balls in high school or youth baseball good or bad? I'll touch more on that as well. So recently, I reviewed a course that was presented at the National Athletic Trainers Association Clinical Symposium from 2018. This course was titled, hang with me here, it's long, Identifying and Managing Extrinsic Injury Risk Factors of Shoulder and Elbow Injury in Baseball Pitchers. The course touched on research ranging from youth to professional baseball pitchers, with the primary focus being on youth and high school age pitchers. Now, the first topic discussed was sports specialization. This study surveyed professional baseball players regarding specialization, and those that responded said this. 49% reported specializing prior to high school. Those who specialized prior to high school had a higher injury rate, with 64% believing that specialization was not needed. Now, on the flip side, the study also surveyed youth athletes. And those that responded had this to say, 46% believe that specialization increased their chances of getting injured, but 91% felt that specialization increased their chances of getting better, with almost 81% of those believing that specialization increased their chances of making a high school or a college team. Based on the research, though, this study concluded that baseball pitchers under the age of 18 should take time from competitive pitching each year up to 4 months with at least 2 continuous months off of all overhead activity when looking at the correlation between specialization and increased injury rate. Now that's kind of a lot to digest, okay, but stick with me on this. So with sports specialization so prevalent, the study then took a look at pitch counts and their importance. The following factors have been linked to increased shoulder and elbow injury risk in youth baseball pitchers. Higher pitch counts, a higher number of warm-up pitches, more innings pitched per game, pitching more than 100 innings, and pitching more than 8 months of the year. So with all that in mind, USA Baseball created their Pitch Smart recommendations. High school pitchers ages 13 to 16 should have a daily max of 95 pitches per game. Those pitchers ages 17 to 18 should have a max of 105 pitches per game. Okay. Now, most high school age pitchers also play other positions. The course took a look at correlations and injury risk with pitching and then playing a secondary position in the same game. It was determined that pitchers should not switch to the catching position following a pitching bout due to cumulative throwing load and lower extremity fatigue, right? We've all seen pitchers coaches come and make a pitching change, and the starting pitcher, a lot of times, instead of coming out of the game, will go to an infield or an outfield position, right? The study looked at all the different positions, infield, like shortstop and second, first, and outfield positions and the catching position, and determined that, based on the load that going from pitching to catching would place on that athlete, it was recommended that, you just don't do that. Just don't have a kid pitch and then finish the game in the catching position. Okay. It is important for the safety of young pitchers to implement a plan for tracking pitch counts. They also discuss pitch types in relation to youth pitchers. Is it harmful to have young pitchers throw breaking balls? I always cautioned against young pitchers throwing curveballs due to the increased stress that type of pitch placed on the shoulder and elbow. But the research showed that it was okay to throw curveballs if proper mechanics were taught and followed. But they recommended that the mechanics of the fastball should be learned and perfected before adding any other pitches. Again, this is a lot of information, and I appreciate your patience in sticking with me on this. We're almost there. We're almost to the finish line. The course summed up the research with the following 10 recommendations. All right. Number one, no sport specialization prior to high school. Number two, in youth and high school athletes, enforce pitch and inning recommendations. Number three, develop a plan for tracking pitch counts and enforcing the plan that includes the athletic trainer if your school has one. Okay. Also educate coaches, parents, and athletes on these guidelines. Number four, incorporate lower body and core strength and endurance training as part of arm care. Number five, encourage proper mechanics and mechanic evaluations. Implement core, hip, strength, flexibility, and coordination programs. And this is where a good pitching coach comes into play, right? A good, solid pitching coach knows these things and will implement these as part of the program for the pitchers. Okay. Focus on proper fastball mechanics before introducing any additional pitches. That was number six. Number seven, if using weighted baseball programs, follow a regimented program. Number eight, do not play catcher as an alternate position and monitor the overall workload. Number nine, allow adequate time for recovery. Promote active recovery with modalities based on athlete preference. And allow 3 to 4 days rest between pitching starts depending on the pitch count. And number 10, develop education strategies on proper nutrition for health, performance, and recovery. And again, the nutrition piece I've touched on previous tape talks. You can go back and check those out. I've also put out some articles on our website that touch on nutrition. And it's important in all aspects, right? Well, hey, you know what? Thank you for staying with me on this episode. It was a little longer than normal, but there was a lot of information to share. If you have any questions or concerns related to these topics, please reach out to me at rsampson@pacificaoc.org. You can always refer to our athletic website, pacificaathletics.org, for more information regarding sports medicine or any of our athletic programs. I appreciate you tuning in to another episode of Tape Talk. Until next time, go Tritons!